Proclamation number 6183 of 3rd of February, 1955. Commandment of love. I only ever give you one commandment, love one another. With love you will master everything, and through love you will be in contact with me. I will walk beside you and guide you forever. To fulfill the commandment of love is the surest guarantee for a life in my order, for then everything you do will also be blessed by me, because then you will not be able to do anything which displeases me, which contradicts my will. And so, if you live according to my will, this life of yours must also be orderly, it must bring you earthly and spiritual success. The body and the soul must be able to be certain that my love will take hold of them, that they will attain peace and harmony. On earth already and one day in the spiritual kingdom. For love is the law of eternity, and if the human being lives in love he enters the eternal order. He is no longer in opposition to me but in communion with me. And my presence also guarantees an orderly way of life. Because all disorder, everything negative, everything inharmonious, is only to be found where, through a life against my eternal order, through a life without love, all harmony is disturbed. Where I myself cannot dwell. Love is not recognized in its value. People disregard what could make them exceedingly happy, and they often create a hardship for themselves which need not be. They deprive themselves of the light and strength they could easily acquire through working in love. Although it is not so obviously recognizable so as not to cause people to work in love for selfish reasons. Because then the effect would certainly fail to materialize. Yet anyone who has shaped himself into love will become aware of the light and strength which now make him happy, for he no longer fears earthly adversity, he is certain of my help in every situation in life. For he has gained strong faith in my love and my might through the working of love, and he hands himself over to me without hesitation whom he feels close to him. He lives with me and is always aware of my presence and therefore also permeated by strength which no longer lets him fear anything, no matter what may come. Because he knows that he will overcome it together with me and is never ever abandoned by me. But only a person shaped towards love has this inner certainty and the strength of faith. And therefore my constant exhortation to you is, shape yourselves into love. Work on yourselves so that you can meet all people with love. Put away all impatience, all resentment, all feelings of hatred. Give love to all your fellow human beings. Help them if they need your help. Be just and peaceful, merciful and gentle, even if they do not show you the same love. Understand and forgive. For the unloving man is sick in his soul. And he must suffer greatly from this sickness. Set yourselves free from it, for this is the work you must do yourselves, which no one else can do for you. But this work on yourselves brings you great blessings. On earth already and one day in the spiritual kingdom. Amen.